when the Temple Mount gets the world's attention, that is end time stuff. Anytime that the whole world's attention is turning to the Temple Mount, we know that that's getting, that is literally what's going to happen whenever Jesus comes back. And whenever I do agree with Alan, there's not a single one of us that are hoping that, oh, I know all this bloodshed will be escalated and that will bring the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, what will bring the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is actually a revival in Israel where Israel says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it's exactly opposite. We're looking for peace. We're looking for revival to bring the imminent and the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not looking for more bloodshed. No, actually, we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Well, my friends, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we say rain on anybody that doesn't want to. Hello. What if I started out by saying this? I saw a Nephilim. Well, you'd know then that you're talking about Troy Brewer, but actually you're not. You're talking about Ann Seaver, and she's going to be with me today and talk about her story of how she ran into a Nephilim, and oh my goodness. Guys, that's why you want to like this and share this and tell everybody. Pastor Troy appears to be sober today, which that's good, and he's got some person that's crazier than him that's actually on his show today, and that's, did I say Ann? It's Amy.
But you know, she kind of looks like Ann who works here. I know. That's
so
why you
said
Ann.
Dadgummit, I was doing good too. I was on a roll and I was doing so good.
And you said you're sober.
There's no, I mean, I'm not reading.
You're not reading?
Dadgummit.
It's okay. It is so easy.
Well, she looks like our Ann. She does look like our Ann.
Can we just show that? Can we do the Flashpoint thing over? Guys, I'm seriously going to start over. This is me on Flashpoint last week. Watch this.
When the Temple Mount gets the world's attention, that is end time stuff. Anytime that the whole world's attention is turning to the Temple Mount, we know that that's getting, that is literally what's going to happen whenever Jesus comes back. And whenever I do agree with Alan, there's not a single one of us that are hoping that, oh, I know all this bloodshed will be escalated and that will bring the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, what will bring the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is actually a revival in Israel where Israel says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it's exactly opposite. We're looking for peace. We're looking for revival to bring the imminent and the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not looking for more bloodshed. No, actually, we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Pastor, are you here? Hello, Earth to Pastor Troy.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Pulse Podcast number 130. It is March the 25th, meaning it's the 25th day of the third month. The number for perfect completion, 25. Well, 25 is 5 by 5. And by the way, guys, we're about to enter into our 250th woo-hoo, Jubilee of the United States of America. It's not just a double Jubilee. It's actually a triple Jubilee year this year with America becoming 250. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that sometime soon. But I just now got through showing you guys a really cool clip from when I was on Flashpoint last week. I was in Joseph Z's studio. They had me propped up. I had an IV in each arm, which was off camera. You couldn't tell. And it actually went really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. And so today I'm going to be blowing everybody's mind with a friend of mine named Amy.
Amy
not
Seaver.
Not Ann. Amy Seaver. She's going to be with me. And we're going to be talking about her Nephilim encounter and how it sent her down the rabbit hole. And my goodness, what a rabbit hole this girl has gone down. And guys, we all get a front row seat today of this incredible journey that this lady is on. Okay, what else am I supposed to tell everybody?
Well, yesterday we had a crazy big day, unprecedented for our whole family.
By the way, look at how slick back your hair is.
I know, looks amazing. I did some extra, but look, it's
slick
not
back
straight
your hair, open up the case, play Cherokee fiddle. That's what I've been thinking of all day.
I don't know that song. I'm sorry.
How could you know Lady Gaga and not know Cherokee Fiddle?
But who's Cherokee Fiddle? Is that a person or is that a song?
That is a song. Please continue. I'm sorry. I'm going to be mad.
I'm out of the will and I'm fired.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
No, but yesterday we had a momentous day on the Pulse. Yeah. And so, I mean, you want to talk about it or you want to talk about something?
Okay, guys, for everybody that's just now joining us, we're going to let this build up here for a little bit, including, I mean, I already see Pablo's in Argentina. I see Robin Lee Day. She's in, where does she live at? She lives in Mesa, Arizona. That's where she lives. Woody Wynn from the Cross of of Stones is here. Jill Joan Jacobs, who just got out of rehab, she's doing a lot better.
I saw her there with us today.
Yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, guys, be sure and tell us where it is that you're watching from. I'm sure there's some of my Ugandan family is going to be watching,
South
as
Africa's
you guys do.
House.
We typically have Pastor Gary McGibbons is with us. He was with us yesterday. Gary McGibbons, who is from the Emerald Isle, and he's actually from Belfast, Ireland. We have people from all over the planet Earth. Maryland. And I love you guys, and I call you guys blessed. So, yeah, Maryland's here. Joe from Maryland. How you doing, man? I call you guys blessed. Let me know where you're from and do that. All right. Okay. Yesterday, guys, I made the big-time announcement, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That, okay, the following Tuesday before last Wednesday, you guys tracking with me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was commissioned by a bunch of rescuers that we need to get special licensing to receive little girls that are pregnant, because when they fall into the illegal aliens category or the migrant status, that there's nobody that has licensing for them. If they're pregnant and if they come from trafficking and if they're migrants and if they're minors, nobody can take them.
Yeah.
So wherever they put them, it's temporary housing. And then you know what happens in temporary housing is within the CPS system, those kids disappear. Because they end up in front of a Democrat. They end up in front of a local liberal judge, some godless, demon-possessed individual who wants to sexualize everybody. And they turn them over in the name of compassion. And they turn them over to their legal guardians. Well, their legal guardians who have not been vetted or never vetted are, they're traffickers. And they sell their little bodies. And then those kids disappear. Yeah. And so we're trying to stop that. It's a huge kink within a system that should be righteous and should be for the children that is not. And we want to insist that they send these kids to us. My rescuer teams throughout the United States, they're ready to start sending me these kids. And I left that meeting and I said, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I called Suwanami, who is in Spain right now, or she might be in Mexico.
Spain.
Yeah, she's in Spain.
Wow.
She says, Spain.
Spain.
Oh my God. I go to Spain. That's what she
I love her so much. I miss her.
I know.
I
love her.
I miss her. So she's going to be here. I actually got choked on my own spit.
I thought you were crying for real.
I know.
I mean, we all love Suwanami.
We miss you.
I haven't missed her that much. Oh, I really haven't. Have you guys missed her?
I have missed her.
I haven't seen her.
Yeah. Well,
we missed you last week. We were all.
Did you?
It was 1 week. It felt like forever.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially when you're not here on the Pulse. Because we know everyone just wants to see you on here.
I bring the cool factor.
Yeah, you do. You bring the prophetic. You bring all the things.
I bring the pathetic.
What would we do?
I bring the pathetic.
I had the gifts of pathetic.
So anyway, bottom line is, I left there and I went, I don't know what I'm going to do. I called Pastor Swan and said, hey, man, we got to start getting this dadgum licensing. And we started going after that, and that's a big deal. And then, boom, what am I going to do? Where am I going to put all these kids? How are we going to do this? I don't have the money. And I walked outside, and this is all I said. My entire prayer consisted of this. Jesus! That's it. I had no other words. Like, you did this. This is your heart. This is your business. It's your will. It's your money. You fund it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. Yep. Next day, I go to Branson, Missouri. And we're having the big family reunion. So me being the kind of person that wants to be in one house with 64 people, I scheduled for me to do television events the whole time I was there. And while I was there, I was invited. I was turned by a world famous man of God. He turned to me and he said, Troy, I got to ask you a question. I said, what? He goes, would you have any use for a big giant mansion that houses pregnant girls?
Wow.
And I went, here we go. Here we go. And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, well, let's go. I got this building. They built this house. It is incredible. And we do have a video, but hang on just a second, and I'll put that on there. I go to this house. I want to tell you guys, it was built in 2019. They put 70 pregnant girls in it. They fulfilled their vision. They birthed 70 babies. And it was beautiful and awesome. And then COVID hit. The government came in, said nobody's allowed to do anything. Everybody now lives in a totalitarian world. And you will be afraid. And then the brother had a stroke. And he's had a series of strokes since then. He's had 15 strokes. And that building has sat there empty all these years. And he just happened to ask me, do you have any need for a house that would house pregnant girls? And I went, dude, you have no idea. It was just Jesus. So I want to show you. I have some videos here. I went to this house. It's furnished by Paula Deen. Now, this house right here is the church that goes with it, okay, which I will be building a church in Branson, Missouri. And it's got this beautiful creek. It's in a holler. It is bad to the bone, and it's stupid. The whole place is ridiculous.
Wow.
So as you walk down the little red brick road, and as you turn the corner by the bubbling brook, left, you begin. Oh, it comes into view. And what does that look like?
A monstrosity. It's huge. It's Barbie huge.
House. That's the house, what man. That's the house.
I know.
That is the house, guys. And the house is fully equipped. It is fully functional. All you got to do is turn on the lights and start moving in kids. The rooms, I want to show you guys some video of the rooms. I don't know which video. This is a front door up to the front door of this joint.
It'll go inside and just.
Can you imagine these little girls? These little girls who come out of the darkest, most terrible things that you can imagine will come into a house that has been prepared for them. This is the kitchen.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Guys.
Stunning.
I can't wait to be burning hot dogs on that kitchen. These are the halls. These are the bedrooms.
Wow.
Every bedroom has its own bathroom. Every bedroom has different kinds of setups for girls that already have kids. Mm-hmm. There's multiple beds.
Yep.
Girls that have babies that are about to have a baby. There's what do you call those things?
There's cribs. Yeah, and then there's also rooms with bunk beds.
Yep,
so you could fit some of these rooms. You could fit like 4 or 5.
I want you to look at how the whole place is furnished. How beautiful the place is. It's 3 stories tall.
Wow.
It's 3 stories tall.
Look at that.
It has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of paintings in it. Yeah. Everything is furnished.
Jesus.
Everything bunk is equipped.
Beds.
And they're giving it all to us.
Look at that.
I have to buy this place with the church, with the daycare building that is next to it, on that beautiful property, and I've got to fill it up with kids.
Yeah,
and so yesterday I made the announcement and said, guys, Jesus has brought this to us. Hey, thanks, man. I made the announcement and said, man, Jesus has brought this thing to us, and we have all said yes. And yesterday, just in giving, people gave over $20,000 yesterday. And I want to just say thank you. I'm so grateful. So we're getting there, guys. We're getting there. Like, well, that's not near the $3.5 million that you need for this $11 million property for $3.5 million.
And you know, just since yesterday, just this morning, we've had a bunch more gifts come in. Mm-hmm. So can I just give these shout outs?
I can't wait to double dog dare you.
Okay. Patty from Tennessee gave $100. Marilyn from Texas, $1,000. Pamela from Missouri, $320. Sharon from Tennessee gave $30. Laura, who's Zion girl, gave $52.52. Teresa from Michigan gave $3,500.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. That's from this morning. People watching the Pulse yesterday, giving this morning.
Wow. Okay, guys, I want y'all to look at me. I love you. Dadgummit. I wish I could give every single one of y'all a dadgum hug, and I would. And I would, wouldn't I, girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would. I'd hug you, and I'd tell you I love you. I'm so grateful. I don't feel like I'm in this alone. And I did for years and years.
Yeah.
It was just me and Leanna for over 20 years. And man, we just mortgaged our house 7 times. Mm-hmm. And we rescued so many kids. We set so many kids free. We built so many schools and so many housings. And nobody in Joshua, Texas appreciated it. Why you guys spend all your money on them Africans over there? What about all them Mexicans? How come you ain't doing nothing in America? That's all we dealt with for years and years and years. We went through church split after church split after church split of our church being mad at us because we spend all the money here to rescue kids all over the world. How come you don't spend that money on us? We got our needs too. And I'm just like, I don't feel sorry for you. I don't. And I know where there are slaves and we can actually set them free and then we can raise them. So I felt like I was alone for so long. And guys, I just don't, man, I just feel so blessed. And I'm so grateful for what Jesus has done and how he's brought us all together. And now guys, we're literally training nations. I want to just tell you this, Swanami's getting back today or tomorrow from Spain because the nation of Spain has come, has asked us, will you come here? And will you come here and will you oversee the committee that runs the nation's anti-trafficking thing? I'm like, well, I think I might, you know? And so, no, man, we're actually training nations now to do this. Awesome. Guys, we can do this. This is only $3.5 million. There's probably 15 Somalians that got $3 million from the government today.
Oh,
Oh my God.
So it's, you know, not to mention the millions of Somalians that come over here steal money from us. Mm-hmm. There's probably 15 that don't have any kids in their daycare. Surely we can find $3.5 million mm-hmm. For a monster mansion for 70 to 80 kids that are pregnant and don't have any family and don't have anybody in the world to help them. So let's help them. Let's do this thing. So thank you guys. I love y'all so much. Thank you.
What a cool testimony from our
family. If you want to jump in, man, just simply go to troybrewer.com or mm-hmm. you can call the number 877-413-0888. Mm-hmm. 8, New Beginnings, 77, the number of the church. 413, Philippians 413-0, Jesus, 888. And as a matter of fact, Miss Deborah, who stings like a bee, that's what her name means. It doesn't just
really?
Mean, yeah, Deborah doesn't just mean a bee. It means it stings like a bee.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That means ouch. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. That was actually a prophetic term. Muhammad Ali didn't even know that.
No way.
Yeah, there's a whole thing. Oh. Anyway, that's just me. Thank you, Deborah, who just now gave $50 in this double, triple jubilee year.
Amen.
50.
Amen.
Let's go.
Awesome.
God bless you, sweet friend. I bless jubilee. You. Okay, so who all's on here and who all we got to say hi to?
Yeah, so we have.
Dios te bendiga.
Yeah, Dios te bendiga, Carl. Carla Hot 5176. We have Dylan. We have Jennifer. We have South Africa. Let's go here to my list. We have Michigan in the house. Cheryl. We have Mary from Semi Valley, California. Detra from Oklahoma. Karen from Minnesota. Vicky from North Carolina. Thank you for joining us.
And
we
have
such a big
Alaska.
I know
Alaska was in there. Yeah.
I'm like, we got Alaska.
They don't have televisions in Alaska, do they?
I know. In the igloos,
and
maybe.
Pewters?
They
got pewters in Alaska.
I want to go to Alaska. Have you been to Alaska?
Yeah, I've been to Alaska. I'm going to be there here in 5 weeks. Okay. I'm going to be in Alaska.
Hello,
I'm in Alaska
California.
All the time.
California.
I'll tell you
yeah.
what they got in Alaska is skeeters. Holy mackerel.
Skeeter. What's a skeeter? Oh, mosquito?
Oh, my gosh.
Look at me. I'm failing all the tests today. I really am.
Got to be able to hang, man.
Skeeters.
Got to be able to hang.
So I don't know.
In Alaska.
What do y'all call them?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
It'll be. Jesus will come back before I ever say mosquito.
Mosquitoes.
That's what they are.
That's funny.
That's absolutely awesome. Guys, listen to me. Y'all are making a tremendous difference together. We're making a difference. We are assembled together. That's what we're doing. We are assembling together. And the Lord is causing this assembly to take place. Can these dry bones live? Absolutely, yes.
Hallelujah.
Last night, we dropped episode number 10 of The Counter.
Oh, yes,
how did it do?
That was good, good. Yeah. Let me see the latest numbers.
Listen, I wish I'd tell you. So I have not seen it. I was home with Leanna, and all she wanted to do was make out.
Okay.
I was like, honey, I have a mind. Aww. Can't we just talk? And she never wants to.
We've got over 9,000 views on it so far. A bunch of comments. I mean, people, they just love The Counter. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see just the different comments on here from people who have been with us through this journey the whole season.
Absolutely.
And especially now that we're like gearing up to film season 2, it was a fun way to wrap it, to just have you guys get together, talk about things. And it was a fun show. You got to go back and watch it, Pastor. It was really good. And what's really cool is we aired the whole 1 hour for YouTube as well, which normally if you're on YouTube, you guys know you only get the first half of the show and then you got to go to ODX for the full thing. But this was like our special edition recap of the whole season. So that was across YouTube and ODX and people loved it.
You did a good job on it. You helped me in a really big way.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Honestly, man, I wouldn't have been able to do that show without you.
Thank you.
I would have done it and it would have been awesome because I was on it, but it wouldn't have been near as good.
It was fun. I mean, I've never done anything like it. So it was a lot of fun. And I'm honestly, truthfully, just so excited for season 2. You know, I think going into season 1, especially when we were filming, I was so nervous because I'm just like, this is your vision. This was the first time we're getting to see it.
I just now thought of something awesome.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that?
Yeah, go.
Okay. You know how I'm getting all this hate mail from all these women going, there's no girls on your show. Way. And they call out the Wamblins. Uh-huh. I know who we can have on season 3. I know a chick fest who can be with us on season 3.
Yeah.
Who can talk the blurry stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what if we just on season 3 throw you in the middle of all women?
That would be fun.
No. We get Katie Souza.
Yeah.
We can have Amy's.
I can hang with girls all day long. You girls know that.
Oh, no, I know you.
I can hang with girls all day long. I'm not scared of girls whatsoever, and I like hanging
with girls. We should do that for the haters, at least for an episode.
But just go, look, we have a total. Maybe I could wear a dress.
There you go.
I could even wear a dress. There you go. No, look, look. Look, she doesn't even like that. Rebecca, she doesn't like
we don't joke about that, Pastor. We don't joke about that.
Oh, then we will get hate, more hate mail. Not
all right. We will get the hate mail. Okay.
Do you want to do our announcements? So we can bring in our blurry guest.
Yeah,
our
blurry guest. So what are our announcements? Okay. I thought we already made our announcements.
Well, we want to let people know that, first of all, you're preaching tonight at Open Door Church.
I'm starting my Easter series.
Sorry. Yes.
Which is yet to be named.
Yes.
Yes.
Which well, we think.
Hey, you guys help me out. Hey, guys, would you guys put in the comments and say, hey, Pastor Roy, I know what your Easter sermon series should be. And it has to do with the approach of things. And like, I'm going to be going off into the Garden of Gethsemane tonight, and I'm going to be talking about how that Peter denied Jesus, but he did not betray him. Mm. And how that Judas did not deny Jesus, but he did betray him. And the difference between denial and betrayal and what it has to do with our every single day life. On Sunday, well, actually on Friday night at the men's conference, I'm going to be preaching about what is the difference between what is common and what is not common, and what is holy and what is profane, and how do we as dudes, even though we're dudes, how do we still walk in the midst of holiness? What does that look like? And I'm going to tell you, it has to do with consecration and loyalty. That's what it has to do with, and you're going to find out on Friday night. And then Sunday, which is my big time Palm Sunday.
Sunday.
Look, Palm Sunday. I don't think that's what that means. Palm.
I'm sure there's some connection there that you could find that would be really prophetic, though.
Actually, a palm tree, every single tree represents something prophetic, right? So oaks represent strength. You know, you have a fig tree represents Israel, right on. Cedars represent royalty.
That's good.
But a palm represents praise. That's why they do that.
It represents
praise. And that's why the Bible only lists palm trees in heaven.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know that there's lots and lots of trees there, and they have lots of weirdo trees. Some trees actually bear fruit every single month, a different kind of fruit. But
wow.
That's cool.
The palm tree is listed all over. Anyway.
Hey, we got some people giving on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do we really?
Yep. I see two $20 gifts from two different people that came in. So thank you guys so much, man.
Hey guys, thank
on
you.
On YouTube, guys, thank you.
Thank you guys. Listen, we're going to raise this $3.5 million.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it.
Yep.
And then we're going to house it, and then we'll have the money for that. I don't care. It's only money. I don't care. I don't care how much it costs. I want to rescue kids.
We need it to rescue.
And I'm a rescuer, and I'm going to do it. All right. I would say the last thing I'm supposed to tell you guys is we're filming Counter Season 2 on Monday and Tuesday. Please be in prayer for us about that. And then new on ODX, we actually put the Counter bonus episode number 10 on ODX.
Yep.
We loaded that up. Way to go.
Yep. Yeah. We got that there.
Joseph Z's live stream from Saturday, Friday night's Flashpoint appearance.
Larry Wrangler.
Flashpoint. Have you seen me on Flashpoint? That's where I get out there and dance. Have y'all seen that?
Oh my God. Go watch it.
That's a movie from the 80s.
I was like, what?
I know that. Wasn't it Flashdance?
Oh, it was Flashdance. But no, there was a movie also called Flashpoint. And Flashpoint was a Kris Kristofferson movie.
Oh. It sounds like it would be.
Okay. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You guys ready?
Oh, I'm so ready for this because I want
to
hear these
stories. I'm excited to hear you guys today.
I got a powerhouse voice with me here today, and it's not afraid to rip the lid off. Because this girl is not scared. I like this girl. Now, I feel like I've known her for a long time because I listened to her on podcast. And I want to just tell you this. People always send me her stuff, and I'm always listening to it as I'm driving down the road. I would have never recognized her because I've never seen her until today. And I was like, what the heck? Are you kidding me? It's kind of like whenever people see me, and they always say, I thought you'd be taller. That's what everybody always tells me. And then I slap them. No, I don't. That's not true.
Why would someone say that?
I just knock them out.
That makes no sense.
They're like, we thought you were godly. I knock them out.
Oh my God.
Okay. My guest, Amy Sever. Amy Sever hosts a daily podcast that's called The Sealed Book. Mm-hmm. And Ladybug, as you are illustrating, the seals are being broken today. In these last days, as Brother Daniel said, would indeed happen. Mm. She's here with me right now. Guys, let's give a great big blurry welcome to my good friend, Amy. Amy, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am so honored to be here. It's a little bit surreal, actually.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because I have literally used so many clips from the counter and different things that
you've
done.
That's so cool.
In some of the things that I've done. And it's just an amazing thing to see the body of Christ uniting.
This
and
is Jesus
aligning.
Doing this. We're going to be friends forever, too.
I know it. I
promise you, you're going to love me. I know a couple of people don't love me, and they're all stupid. You're going to love me. I'm telling you, you will. Your husband's going to love me.
I already do. Steve, he will. Steve and I, matter of fact, he just texted me on my watch and he said, let's let Amy Seaver International donate $1,000 to.
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Come on, baby.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. So, Amy Seaver International just gave us $1,000.
Wow.
Bucks.
Yeah. Thank you.
They're jumping in. They're jumping 100%. In on this fight.
Yeah.
For this new house. That house is a mansion. You're going to have to come up there. Goodness. You're going to have to see it.
Mm-hmm. I would love that.
You're going to have to bring your bling fest up there.
Okay.
And teach my girls how to bling.
Yes.
Aww. How to bling. Yes. I love that.
Leanna's not here yet. She'll be here in about 30 or 40 minutes. She went to the wine bar. And
oh, my God.
When she gets back.
You're on a roll today.
When
you
she gets
are
back,
on a roll.
I got juiced. I actually had an IV in my body here a couple hours ago. And my filter's gone.
You're like Tina Griffin.
Somebody stop
you're like me. Tina Griffin.
But I'll be good.
Okay,
today. I'll start having a little bit more class.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, she's really looking forward to meeting you, too. She's a bling girl, big time.
Is she?
Yeah,
well,
you're going to
love her. Bling is fun. It's fun.
Okay, so I want to go, for everybody that doesn't know where to, I'm going to start off like this because everybody's going to want to know. Where can we find your podcast?
Okay.
And how can we watch your stuff? Because it comes on every single day.
It does, Monday through Friday. And
it's a lot.
It's everywhere. So I'm surprised that you didn't see me because it's a
I didn't
broadcast.
Know it was you.
It's a full
I know. I
blown
but I
like
listen
a
to podcasts. I listen
so
to
listen
they
on.
Send them to me and I just put it on my daggum my truck and I listen and to it on the way.
Okay. Okay. Well, so the best place to find me is amyseaver.com. And it's S-E-V-E-R. And so after we got censored, we lost everything. And YouTube still censors me like crazy. And so best place to find us is amyseaver.com. But we're on Rumble, Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, all of them. And so we do this thing Monday through Friday. And it's just Steve and I.
It's so cool.
He is the full-blown staff.
Out of Lubbock, Texas.
Yep. And we started when we lived in Dallas. And we used to live in Uptown. And I just turned on the mic on Facebook, started doing Facebook Lives. But after we got censored, we literally just built our own website platform.
Do you know what I noticed about you? Y'all don't say downtown. Y'all say Uptown.
So, yeah, it's just...
North
of downtown Dallas, you know, where Turtle Creek and all of that is. And
oh, well, whoop-dee-doo. No wonder I don't know anything about that.
So, well, I didn't live in Turtle Creek. I walked in Turtle Creek all the time. But
that's hilarious.
It's just north of downtown Dallas.
That's amazing.
Where all the George Floyd riots were, you know.
Oh, really?
It was like two blocks over from our apartment where we lived.
Wow.
And between that and Uptown just started changing. My phone got ripped out of my hand on Katy Trail, and I was walking with holding hands with Steve, and you know,
no
so
way.
It was just like, I'm gonna either have to start carrying my gun with me on my runs, or we need to just and that. Mm-hmm. And then one night we were coming home and couldn't get in our apartment. They had made the whole apartment building like a smart apartment, and our key no longer worked in our own spot. And I was like, I'm not up for that.
Wow.
That and the grandbabies calling us. From West Texas.
That's what I needed to hear right there.
Four
I totally get it now. So you have
parents.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
I've got eight.
Yes, they're the best.
Yeah, that's a game changer. Having grandbabies.
Yeah.
You can have too many kids, but you can't have too many grandkids.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's true. Exactly.
You know, they say that that the children and the grandchildren love the grandparents so much. You know, you got a common enemy.
Yes,
the grandparents
that's exactly right.
And the grandchildren. So, and you know what? Grandchildren are the main reason why you don't kill your kids.
That's right.
And they're growing up.
Yeah, hold, listen, all of you ladies with young children, don't kill your children.
Don't kill your children.
Let them live long enough to have grandchildren.
Yes, indeed.
And it's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've been there 4 years and back home.
Okay.
My parents are there.
Well, congratulations, man. Congratulations also, too, on the success of your podcast and how God has given you such a voice. Way to go, man.
Thank you. Well, we call it a broadcast because it's really more almost like a newscast. So what we do is I comb through all the news, all the things, and we put together a news. First half is news with all the things, truther, patriot, news, and then we have scripture the second half.
Excellent.
And so we're our sixth time through the Bible in a year, and so I teach teach the word every day, and we pray, and we take communion on Fridays, and so we've kind of created this. It's, it happened during COVID when all the churches were shutting down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, people have just are lost in this crazy weapon. And so I just started doing it every day instead of like the specials. And I had done this, the thing on Nephilim and on Enoch and different ones. But then that's when I started doing it every day. And so Steve puts them all together. We drop elements in almost like a news broadcast. Yeah. And a lot of people have turned off mainstream media and they get the news from the sealed book. And
I just want to throw up every time I see mainstream media. I just want to I just want to just throw up.
Mm-hmm. So, me too. So we've kind of replaced it every day. So that's where the news comes from. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's a, that's it's awesome. A kind of a different deal. A lot of spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I love about you, Amy, is that you're brave. And I'm so grateful that to me, like the biggest, one of the greatest ways that we demonstrate our loyalty to King Jesus is being brave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that certainly happened since COVID. And there's like a remnant that has risen up. There's not a single one of us that stayed open. Not a single one of us that didn't get the jab.
Right.
Not a single one of us that didn't wear the mask that regrets it.
Truth.
We're all so happy we did. And we learned a lot through that.
Yep.
We learned a whole lot through that. And now here we are in 2026, and here I am talking to you. And I want to hear about your journey because you're out there. You know, you're way out there.
Yes, I am.
And what used to be conspiracy theories and the thing that the narratives of whack jobs is now the thing that we all talk about, the thing I talk about and the thing that you talk about. And there's been pioneers like you that broke it out there who paid a big price for it. Man, you paid a big price. You know, we're talking about the censoring you had.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was telling you earlier in the midst of all that, I did get censored, and I combated that by starting ODX.TV and putting everything on my own platform and doing that. But I got more investigated. I went through just terrible investigations with the FBI, with Homeland Security, with Internal Revenue Service. I mean, Joe Biden just weaponized that whole, he put the most nefarious people in the nation in charge of the most powerful institutions within the country. And then they came after all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got through it. Praise God. We did. We did get through it. My buddy, Machine Gun Preacher, the real Machine Gun Preacher, he's a very good friend of mine. And, I mean, they came after him, arrested him, shut him down, pulled him before Congress, all kinds of stuff. And he had to spend every dime he had on defending himself. And after 4 years, they went, okay, well, you're clean. But he had to spend all of his time and all of his energy and all of his money on fighting the government. And so we're aware of that.
Yeah.
You know, we are aware of that. But yet here you are, and you're a powerful voice. You're full of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. You love Jesus with all your heart. And you're doing the kingdom stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, when you got sent off down this rabbit trail, that started with a bus ride with a Nephilim.
You should
actually write a book called A Bus Ride with a Nephilim.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I say I've seen one, because I have, and I've also seen people that were Nephilim, but that's a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. When you say you saw something that was Nephilim, what are you talking about?
Well, we were in Australia, and we were on a bus coming from Sydney back to DY where we lived. We lived there for a year, and I'm just sitting there. We were the only three people on the bus, and Steve was kind of dozing, and my friend was on her phone, and the bus stopped, and this guy gets on, and I don't know what it was, I had no reference at all for what I saw, but he got on, and he had his back turned to me, but immediately the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I mean, arms. I'm like, what is going on? And he had a fedora, and so he turned around though. He wanted me to see, and so he turned around, and he's looking at me. Sorry, y'all. And I'm telling you, I saw his eyes shift. He didn't look normal at all. Like he had reptilian eyes.
Okay, so you aren't looking for this. You are not looking for this. You're minding your own business. You're in Australia.
Yeah.
And you're on a bus. You got your husband sitting next to you. You got your friend there. And some joker gets on and there's something weird about him. And you're looking at him. He turns around at you.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at you and he has reptilian eyes.
Yeah, well, they shifted. They were normal. And then all of a sudden they just went and shifted into reptilian eyes. And I was like, what? And then he had a water bottle,
yep.
A clear water bottle. And he had these fingers and he went like this.
Like oh this. My gosh.
And there were these long.
No.
No.
Shape shifting, spindly six.
What?
There were
and
six.
He had six fingers.
Six. And what's interesting in all my study of Nephilim since then and different, mm-hmm. the different classes wow. of these things, typically, you know, the six fingers you don't see with a reptilian mm-hmm. eye. I mean, mm-hmm. and so I don't know what I saw, but it was definitely reptilian and definitely had six fingers. And also it didn't sit down because it literally looked like inside the pants, his knees were backwards, like almost like.
So he never sat down.
No, he wouldn't sit down, but he was just staring what? At me, and you could just feel this clash in the spirit.
Yeah,
and I, you know, I
what
there was no fear. Mm-hmm. Frankly, it just ticked me off. I'm mm-hmm. like, who do you think you are?
Yes.
You know, and so I like Steve, count his fingers, and so he was looking. You know, we're both like, and he really was about 12 feet from us. He was literally from here to the end of the wall there. And just, so we could see him just plain as day. And so we had already been experiencing several things. Like I was visiting with this guy and he said, I don't know why I'm supposed to show you my phone, but I'm supposed to show you my phone right now. And this was a few days earlier than that. Mm. And so he said, my girlfriend was doing the trip across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. You know, you can pay $68 and do the little crawl across the top
it's
of the bridge.
$68 to cross yeah. that bridge?
Yeah. It was then, in 2013.
Wow.
So anyway, he was taking pictures. And, you know, there are all these little tiny people. But he said, I'll take the pictures. So he's showing me these pictures. And he said, now what? And you know how you take like four or five pictures all at once? So he snapped two or three just to make sure he got it. But he said when he was showing me the pictures, there was a UFO just sitting directly above the bridge. And he said, now I took these like you do.
Yeah.
And he said, now look at this one. And he said it was all the way over here. And I said, wow. And he said, now look at the next one. And then there were five UFOs sitting.
Oh, wow.
What? And right there above the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And he said, I took these back to back to back. And they were just, so you know what they were doing? They were just coming in and out of the dimension that
yeah.
that the camera wow. caught. They were all there all along. But, wow. And so there were two or three things like that happened to me in Australia in 2013, back to back to back, that caused me to say, I'm okay, Jesus. you're trying to show me something. You're trying to tell me something. And so I went to my Bible, found Genesis 6, and started studying Nephilim because wow. these things were not human. And so, yeah, I was like, that's when I found Trey Smith, you know, Trey Smith mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. different ones that were talking about this. But this was 2013. Hmm. So yep. you didn't see anything on YouTube or anything about Nephilim back in those days. And so I said, man, I have got to warn the body of Christ for what's coming, because it's not what's coming. They're here. They're yeah. already here. They've been here all
yep.
along,
yep.
but they're mm-hmm. showing themselves. That yep. thing wanted me to see.
Yeah. Mm. Well, during the Obama administration, they started being made manifest mm-hmm. all over the world. As yep. soon wow. as Obama became president,
wow.
Open that portal.
Everybody started seeing the whole Nephilim thing all over yep. the planet Earth.
Yeah. But the body of Christ still isn't talking about it yep. much. And mm. and so that's why I have such respect for you and the counter and different all the different ones now that Absolutely. Are that are sounding the alarm and, mm-hmm. and preparing the body of Christ, because it's here.
It's here. These are the days here. Of Noah, Ladybug.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I did a whole days. Series on the days of Noah.
That's exactly right.
And yeah.
Well, this yeah. is gonna be the day where we see all this, and And this is going to be the day too where we had better be able to answer with the grace of God that He mm-hmm. has given us in this day. Mm-hmm. We don't go to our grandparents' church.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No, that mm-hmm. church is gone.
Yeah.
Amen. And I want to tell you, I loved my grandparents' church.
Yeah.
I miss those people. Mm-hmm. I think about them every day. But this is not the day that they live in. This is the day that we live in. And what will you do? So I want to talk to you about that. What did you do? So one of the things I've recently become aware of is something called the Wesleyan Quadrants. And Joseph Z brought this to my attention. It's this thing. And it's, okay, you start off with scripture, and then it goes into reasoning. And then from reasoning, it goes into whatever your tradition is. And then it goes into experience. When you have an experience like that, you're either going to fall back into your traditional people and the traditional mindset, or you're going to go back, you're going to go forward into the Word of God and went, I see something in us I've never seen before.
Yes.
And that's what you did.
That's when I really wanted to start talking. And that, so this is when I started my broadcast. And as a matter of fact, the tagline for the sealed book is not your mama's Sunday school class.
Oh my gosh.
This is what
that's cool.
Yeah, because again, it's the things that people need to see, even in especially in the Old Testament. You know, I was never taught out of the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And that's where you find all the fun, crazy
exactly
stories
right.
and the cool stuff and
yep.
and the fact that giants were very, very prevalent.
You know, I've seen a giant. You know,
yes, I saw that clip, and I want to talk to you about that because.
We will.
But yeah, and I think they're here. I think there are many of them, and I think that they're going to show themselves again.
So now you've been doing this podcast now on this weirdo stuff for how long?
Since 2015.
Okay.
So again, we got censored in 2021, and we lost everything. But I think we're in 1,200 broadcasts since 2021. And
all it took to get Monday through Friday. I want to run this because one of the things that, you know, that like the other day I posted something about, hey, congratulations. Here's your award for not getting vaxxed and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of Christian people got on there and said, you know, you shouldn't be proud of that because y'all act like you're just sitting around waiting on us to die. Who did get it? I'm like, no, ma'am, I am not. And I don't want anything else bad. You know, it's bad enough. You were already deceived. And pressured into this experimental drug. All you had to do to get censored was if you said anything against that, and everybody forgets this, that they would wipe you out, they would wipe out your voice, they would come after you if you did not voice their narrative over everything. Yeah. And they're so hostile. Yeah. And they're still out there.
Oh, yeah. I get censored all the time and of course, lost everything because I was all over it. We got thrown out of Nebraska Furniture Company because we wouldn't wear masks. And I was just pushing back everywhere I could. I'm like, like you said, you know, I'm feisty that way.
Me too.
And so the censorship was real. But now I really feel like people can, there has to be a repentance, I believe, from walking in fear in that moment. And I think that if people can repent of not depending on God in that moment.
That's right.
Because people were bribed, they were coerced. A lot of people thought they were going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, they were threatened.
You know, and threatened. And there's a lot of people that did.
Mm-hmm. They're ostracized. They were made fun of.
Yeah.
Families torn apart over it.
But you know what, Troy, I've seen a video. There's two videos that I found, and they're two demon-possessed women that were talking about the vaccine and that they literally put witchcraft in it, and it's pharmakia, you know. But and I can't even remember who. He's from New Zealand, the pastor that had these demons talking. And he was asking them questions, and both of these women were saying, if they repent, is there any way out of the vax? And if they repent, and it's really an interesting video because you can literally see the demon speaking about what the intent was, what the plan was, but that Jesus can fix it if we repent and come out of that, absolutely, out from under that curse.
Amen.
So it's fascinating, but.
Okay. So so for the past 11 years, you've been talking weirdo stuff. You've been talking to other people about weirdo stuff.
Yeah.
What has been some of the most, all of us has been at some degree eye opening as you got deeper and deeper and deeper into this whole Luciferian globalist agenda and the mess that has taken place, things that are being made manifest, whether from the UFO realm or from cryptids or whatever it is. What has been one of the most shocking things that you just went, whoa, that really changed things for you?
I think what changed my life, you know, I was kind of going down that vein. I had done my series on Nephilim and my series on Enoch, discovered Enoch about that time, and was really doing that. And then I found out about adrenochrome.
Okay.
And I really went down that rabbit hole with the whole trafficking and all of that. And what is it about the children? What is it? Yep. And that really changed my life. It was at that point that I gave up my career and started Amy Seaver International, started my ministry. And I've been talking every day since, but it was that thing, that the whole concept of that level of evil that we're coming against and the church is completely in denial. If they know, most of them don't even know. Of course, this was in 2017. I think it was 2017 when I found out about adrenochrome. And so I really believe that the whole concept of what goes on with the elites and with the, all the globalists, like you call them, and the fact that it's coming down, that Jesus has a plan.
He does.
And he's aligning people and pulling the right people together, the right leaders together, both in the body and the of Christ, and also politically, all of that. Yeah. And so we're watching things come down. But it was that whole thing that caused me to start my entire ministry.
I would also say adrenochrome was the game changer for me.
Really?
And I would also say the Hitler Project.
Yeah.
The Hitler Project. So do you know about the Hitler Project? So the Hitler Project and adrenochrome were the two big game changers for me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we would rescue kids, Amy. We would rescue kids in Nepal, and they would tell the same exact story as the kids in southern Mexico told.
Yeah.
And they would tell the same exact story as the kids in Peru would tell us, and on and on and on. And it's like, well, like, why would they be taking their blood from them?
Yeah.
Like, how could that possibly be a part of some form of pornography? Like, what?
Yeah.
That has nothing. Well, there's nothing sexual about draining somebody of their blood, is there? Like, what is that all about? And we started asking, like, okay. And there were some kids that was all they were used for.
Yeah.
Was for blood. And then their abuse was unspeakable before they would take their blood from them. And we kept, and I would ask people about it, and everybody's like, we don't have any idea. You're just messing with some really bad people. I'm like, dude, it's the same people.
Yeah.
It's the same people over there as it is over here, as it is down there, as it is up there. It's the same. They're doing the same thing.
Things.
Like, what is that? And the kids would not have, when you talk to the kids about it, I remember one little girl told me, and this all happened to her when she was like 7 and 8, and we got her when she was 9. When she was 14, she and I spent a whole day together, and I was just loving on her, and she's doing so good in school, and she's one of my favorite kids, and all this. And she just brought up something, and I said, I just point blank asked, you know, I said, I remember when we first got you, you didn't hardly have any blood in your body. And I remember that. And I thought it was just, at first, I thought it was just parasite or something like that. But then she could tell she'd had IVs done. And I went, what was that? And she said, that's when they turned into monsters. She's a 14-year-old girl now, has a right mind.
Wow.
And she said that her physical abusers would literally change. They would shape-shift. And they would literally change. They would abuse her to terrorize her. And it was in that terrorized state that they would take her blood.
Yep.
And that, I was like, I just heard about something like that. And I think it's called adrenochrome. All right. And so I started looking it all up. I want to ask my producers, directors over here, if you guys, whenever I just spoke at the World Cup in Mexico City, and If you have any pictures of me speaking at the World Cup where you can actually see the soccer balls that we had. So I go down to Mexico City and I go to the World Cup and I get down there and I'm like, hey, Homeland Security has set it up for me to be able to speak there. There's the cameras are going to catch this. It's going to be before a billion people.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm talking about stopping trafficking at these big time sporting events. Right.
Right.
And there was a bunch of really fine people there, including the director of Homeland Security from down there. And we get together. We walk in, and I'm super excited about, man, there's a voice for fighting trafficking at the World Cup now, and I get to be that voice. I get to speak for 45 minutes.
That's
awesome. Crazy. Hallelujah, man, let's go. And I walk in there, and the stage is set up, and the flags are set up, and we had the ambassadors from America were there, and then we had teams from the president of Mexico's staff and cabinet was there. And I'm standing down by the Mexican flag and by the American flag. I'm getting my picture taken. Did you find any of those?
Yeah, I have it. I'm sending it to him right now. Yep.
And but I thought we already had it.
I don't know if we had these specific
okay,
ones.
Well, go ahead. Just send that to him. He's receiving this. I want to show you the emblem that they used for my event. And whenever I asked him, I said, hey, I said, where did this, when I saw it, I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me. The symbol of the event that they gave us to fight trafficking. I'm going to bring it up here in just a minute.
Get that.
How far away are you from that, brother?
10 seconds.
Good job.
It's your team. Steve's going to be so jealous.
I got such a great team. And everybody's happy. We all love each
love
other.
It.
We all
do that. There you go.
Oh,
there
my gosh.
Yeah, so let's show the crowd, guys. That is the symbol of adrenochrome.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the symbol for sexual child abuse where you take their blood.
Yep.
And that was the symbol that they gave me so that I could tell the world we're here fighting traffic. And they just think I'm an idiot, and they didn't think I knew what it was.
Wow. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
Well, I got up and I spoke, you know, and I asked the people that did the event. I said, hey, who came up with the branding on this? Mm-hmm. Who actually did the branding on it?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, well, we hired a company. And I'm like, was it a company that you had worked with before? And they're like, no, it was actually suggested to us by this government organization that I'm not going to mention.
Wow. Interesting. And
I want to show it to you again. So You'll recognize this from the Tom Hanks movie that is called Wisdom. It's called Wilson, right? Because the soccer ball's name was Wilson.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is the symbol of adrenochrome.
So crazy.
That is the symbol of the torture and the bloodletting of children and the blood of children from trafficked children. That's the symbol of it.
Yeah. It is.
And they even put that on my Vietnam. I want you to look at all those soccer balls down there while I'm speaking
in the world?
Against trafficking. And they have this Luciferian globalist.
Talk about in your face, man.
Yeah. They put that on the same stage that I was speaking about.
Wow, Troy.
Yeah, I know,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
I can't go anywhere in the world that I don't run into it.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It is absolutely everywhere. And it's no joke. You know, I screw around a lot and I don't take myself very seriously. I think I'm funny. I think part of the joy of hanging out with Troy Brewer is I'm going to be funny. Thank you. You're welcome. But now that I've said that, that ain't funny.
No.
And what's happening to these kids is not funny. And the fact that these devils are like, yeah, he's got, let's be sure, and with stamp in broad daylight. So they're actually, and that's part of the thing that they have to do. They have to do what they do in public and say they didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's part of their whole.
It's part of the whole thing.
It's part of their whole deal. And they actually brought it to my event, and I was like, that is amazing. That is something. How about them apples?
Wow. 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 Well, I believe that God is raising men like you up.
He is.
And
girls like you.
And equipping the remnant for what's coming.
Here in just a minute, we're going to have to go behind the veil. And behind the veil goes to ODX.TV exclusively for the people that partner with us. And nobody can censor us. Mm. And we'll go behind the veil. And I still got some things I need to talk to you about. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Right on. Yeah, right. Guys, there's so many of you guys watching right now. I'm so grateful that you guys are here right now. Listen, friends, I want to tell you all this. The sky's not falling, dude. The kingdom is coming.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And just because you're aware that the fight is rough doesn't mean that we're not winning. Look, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. The kingdom of heaven allows for the fact that, yes, there is a fight. That's what that means. It suffers, or it allows. It allows for the fact that there is a fight. And I am talking to my good friend, Amy, and Amy is in this fight, and she's about to go behind the veil with me, and we're actually going to talk about some stuff that I promise you would get us censored, but they won't, because we're going to go behind the veil. Yeah. Amy, before we do that, how do people find you and where do they go? Because my bunch is going to love you. They're going to love you, man. Well, and they're going to start looking up your stuff. And they're going to start following you. They're going to start giving to your ministry. Stop. Give to this lady's ministry. Give to her ministry, guys. Listen, this is my sister. She's in the same fight as we are, and she's doing the kingdom stuff, man. Go to amyseaver.com. Go to amyseaver.com. Is there anything else you want to say before we go to the exclusive bunch?
Yeah, well, so on amyseaver.com, you can find my book. And my book is...
Are you going to give me one of those?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. But this book is... My vision for this book is to get it in the hands of the girls that are rescued, because it will help them break soul ties, curses. It walks people through forgiveness. It is a spiritual warfare book. And it's my story, but it's also a lot of folks that I've helped through deliverance in these things. And so I think the people that read this will find themselves with a handbook. You know how the Bible says we can free ourselves from the snare of the devil who's taken us captive to do his will. This allows people to walk through and break generational curses off, break soul ties is a big one, especially for trafficked victims, and be able to just restore the broken soul. So there's that. And then I also have a little boutique. You know, a lot of people give, the way they give to the ministry is they donate clothes, put them in a box and mail them to Lubbock, because this, this boutique that I started is it's called Redeeming Fashion and Restoring Lives is the tagline for this. And it really truly is all about bringing women and children out of trafficking. We donate the profits to that, and that all the clothes that are donated, we have these little tags that we pray over and sew them on, and it's a little conversation piece that allows women and children to come out of trafficking, and stands for Abolish Slavery, Arise and Shine, and Always Safe. And we have these little tags that are on all of the clothes, and we pray over them. And so there's another way to give. If you've got clothes in your closet that you just, you know, that you don't know what to do with, and you don't want to give them to Goodwill necessarily, you can put them in the box and send them to 5109 82nd Street, Suite 7. Yep.
And is that address on the website too, so that they can?
Yeah. And we have a Facebook page. You can go to redeemboutique.com. And look at that, find it, and it's just the neatest thing. And I have this vision, Troy, of being able to have a place where these women that are rescued, they can go and work like this.
Let's do it.
They sew these little tags on, and they can be a part of.
I want to partner with you.
Yeah, of hanging up clothes, and it's thrifting with class is what we like to call it. It's fun. And nothing in there about more than about $25. That's the most. Most all of our jeans are 10. And we have people that donate Judy Blues and Risen. Everything. I mean, all the nice, beautiful things. And people can come in and get very inexpensive clothing like this.
That's cool.
It's our loaves and fish. You know, it's trafficking is such a massive thing. And that's why I have such respect for you, because you're getting it done. And so many people don't know, what do I do? What can I do? I'm that way. I'm like, I would love to go and, you know, bust some heads and, you know, rescue kids. I mean, that's my heart. But for right now, what I can do is this and be able to, you know, add my loaves and fish to what Jesus is doing right now in the earth.
Also, while you're talking, I also want to give a great big shout out to Doc Chambers who connected us.
Doc Pete. He's
man, I love Doc Pete.
Friend.
I love him so much, man. Mm-hmm. And he just ran for governor, did not get governor, but made a tremendous difference. I mean, he's still in the fight. I mean,
yeah, there's a whole lot that went on with that.
Yeah, there's a bunch
election
of junk. Of course there is. But with that said, he's out rescuing kids right this second.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's on a mission right this second. And I know Doc. And so you know Doc as well. Mm-hmm. And he watches this all the time. I can't speak highly enough about Doc.
Yeah.
And that dadgum fiance of his.
Oh, Lydia.
Good God almighty. Lydia is such a godly woman.
She is a warrior.
Man, boy, she's
talk about
else.
A Deborah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, those are sting like a bee. Mm-hmm. You know, right on. Okay.
So they're gonna be at our family reunion.
Okay. And yeah, I am gonna be at your family reunion.
So we're gonna have to move it for you to be there because you're gonna be in Uganda.
I'm gonna be in Uganda.
So the new date for our sealed book family reunion, because we have this big family that comes in from all over the place, is now the weekend. When is it?
We said that it was the 27th.
The 27th. Not Father's Day weekend, but it's the 27th.
June 27th. That's the Saturday.
I've got a friend that's got a crop duster, and he'll fly me up there and fly me right back.
26th, 27th, and 28th. So we have a women's event, and Lydia will be speaking at that. Doc will be there.
Really? Doc's going to be there too?
Well, he was, yeah. Yeah,
he better. Was, Doc, man, you got to be there, man. I'm going to be there now, man. But if Lydia is there, she's got a lot more class than Doc does, so that'll be cool.
Hey, what a power. You're talking about a power couple.
I know. They are the power couple. They truly are.
Yeah, we're going to do that, and you're going to be there, right? Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You move to the 26th, man. I'll be there. Right, I'm happy to be there.
Yeah.
All right, Amy Seaver, I am going to go behind the veil.
Yes, sir.
And behind the veil, for all my friends that are watching on ODX.TV, just stay right there where you're at, man. If you're watching on stage two or stage three, that means that you partner with me on a monthly basis, which means you get all of this content that is exclusive to you because, dudes, you're in the fight. And you're a bad motor scooter. And I love that. What else do I need to tell everybody?
Well, we want to remind them that tonight you are preaching here at Open Door Church. So if you can make it in person, great. We will see you here. But if not, don't worry because it's going to be live streamed. So join us right back here on YouTube at 7 p.m. Rebecca is going to be leading worship. So we know it's going to be anointed.
What's your set for tonight?
Stephanie's leading tonight, and I'm joining the team. So I'm very
excited. Really? Stephanie's leading.
Stephanie's leading tonight.
Stephanie is the girl I call hippie because she never wears shoes in church because she says it's holy ground. I just thank God she don't have feet like me.
Oh my gosh,
she used to have this big old Jurassic Park toenail, and I made her go get it clipped.
Stop it! You know what? But I heard her say one time why she never wears them here.
Yeah,
and it's specific to here. It's because the first time she came, the Lord told her to take off her shoes. She's home because
she's on holy ground.
That just like got me. This is her home. Beautiful. And the holy ground that connection as well. But I love that. So every time I see it now, I never knew. I thought she was just a hippie. And so she liked to have her shoes off.
Yeah, her testimony is amazing.
But I love that. What it was awesome.
I know. What she came out of is incredible. She's such a good girl. Guys, she's the one that's going to be leading worship. Mm-hmm. She's like a sister to me. I don't know if you know this, Nara, but all the girls that I run around with, they become sisters to me. I become a papa, and I love those girls. I love them so much.
And
she's amazing, amazing. Come out and join us here tonight. I am going to be here tonight. Leanna is going to be here tonight. She's telling me no, I don't think so. She just walked in. And you know what, guys? If you're watching on ODX, hang on for 30 seconds, and we'll see y'all there in 30 seconds. Everybody else, I'll see you here tonight at Open Door Church or at the men's conference on Friday night. Bye-bye, everybody.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.